On the crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Oh, sorry about Southbound. Baby Jesus and stuff.
Oh, okay, right. Great.
As so often is the case at this time of the year, don't play it down, Mike. How rude. For some people, it's very important, that part of it. Not for my friend Matt Nichols, who came back from London once and my mum convinced to come to a midnight church with us and he fell asleep and it was... And now everyone was too polite to say anything.
Yeah,
long-haired Maori boy in the pew there, having a snore. Matthew.
Matt.
London, tiring place, though. Troy, how are you? Merry Christmas to you.
And
bought
Merry
us Christmas mince pies for us, which is the best thing we've had all day. Thank you.
Better than what did David Slack bring in?
Nothing.
Oh, nothing. Okay.
Nothing.
Yeah, but
nothing.
You
Delaney,
it.
Nothing. Nothing to the table. You bought two punnets. Punnets. Chips. Do you pick strawberries in a chip or a punnet? It's relevant this time of the year.
I don't know.
Slabs?
That's
two slabs of mince pies.
Two. Thank you, Troy.
Cases. Two cases.
Two presentations of mince pies. I mean, what is the plural for mince pies? Pies.
Hopefully it's not one of those ones like a murder of crows. Or
yeah.
Hopefully it's not.
What is it?
Like
a collective noun of mince pies.
A group of hippos is really funny. I can't remember what it's called, but it's funny. Okay, so anyway.
Right.
Only one more day of breakfast, everyone. Be sweet. I think I'm run out of anything smart to say about 3 years ago. Yeah, so, Troy, anyway, so from the crate, let's talk music, because that's what we know best, Troy.
That's right. We still have new releases this week at Southbound Records, which we didn't think were going to happen.
Just plow through it, eh? It doesn't stop coming. The treats keep on coming because you, the consumer, love it.
That's correct. Now, as we know from... Joe Strummer, well, from The Clash, White Man, Hammersmith, Pelé. What was UK pop reggae? Well, it was Mr. Ken Booth, as it says in the song. Now, Ken Booth, I've brought in my favourite album by him just for you to check out what he was back then, right? You've seen that before.
It looks like the Don Dada of Everything Cool.
Now, that there is from 1972, Everything I Own.
And, easy to get an idea of who he is through track listing. Everything I Own, Evil Girl, Crying Over You, Sad and Lonely. My heart is like an open book, impossible dream. Speak softly, love. My kid, Sandy, come lay some loving on me.
That is a salmon lamé collar.
You will reach your goal.
It is large.
Track number 5 on side 2, You Will Reach Your Goal.
Thanks.
Number 6, Time Passage, and that's that.
So that
paints a picture of a man, doesn't it?
So that's Ken Booth back in the day.
Yeah.
And Ken Booth
What day?
Now,
what day?
Tuesday, 1972.
Uh-huh.
Right now, we're nearly 50 years after that. Ken Booth is
still putting out albums in the yard.
In the yard. Now, why should Ken be in the yard? Well,
he's listening to a seashell there. One would assume he thinks he can hear the sea, but it's not the sea.
I thought he had a handkerchief. He was wiping sweat off his brow. No, you're right. It is in fact a seashell.
Is this the, like, bloody...
It is a hanky.
Blue and
But you'd
gold,
see why I thought that was a seashell, though.
Gold dress thing. It's a hanky.
I'm not saying I've ever used a seashell to wipe my sweat with and to contain the sweat. Just saying.
Now, you'll notice that what it says on the sticker up here, Le Retour de la Grande Voix Soul,
Yeah, so, I can't read that, but yeah.
In France, reggae is huge. Right?
Yeah, how about that, eh? That's
and
cool.
not just like modern reggae, but France, I think, almost single-handedly keep in money and in career some of the old great singers.
Yeah, yeah,
now, one of the things they've done, this In the Yard thing, I've brought in this, which comes out at the same
it's
time.
It's the same yard with the milkshake bringing all the boys to the yard.
No, it's not that yard. Okay. In fact, this is a patio of a house, this particular yard. It's a recording studio set up on the patio of the producer's house. And
patio's such a good word, eh?
Patio.
It's like Cardi.
Do you think that in Ireland you have too many guys called Paddy and then you've got to be Padder and Padzo? Do you think Patio might be one of the diminutives?
Patio.
If his last name begins with O, then yeah.
I think Patio. That's right. Now, I'll hand this to you, Sarah, In the Yard, The Soul of Jamaica.
Hey-ho, what's off the patio?
This is a compilation of some of the things that these producers have made for not just the French market, but for all of us. But as you can see, who's on there? The Viceroys are there.
We've got two tracks from Ken Booth.
Yep.
Lloyd Parks.
Great Lloydie Parks from We the People, as we know.
Mm-hmm.
Who else
you
is there? Is,
sure?
Is Cedric from the Congos
Cedric
there?
Martin, yeah.
Yep.
Steve Newland.
Steve Newland,
Winston
yeah.
McAnuff.
These are big hitters.
So this is that there's a compilation recorded on the patio. You can see the patio's on the other side of the house, but you can see
that's
kind
cool,
of where
Troy.
They recorded
that's
it.
Cool. We'll just take your word on that. There's a patio. There's a patio there. So then the whole illusion of the album is in 40 pieces. But yep.
So and the other thing it says in French here, it's recorded acoustically with the collective in the yard.
In the yard. Okay. So we've established that it's in the yard. There we go.
It's in the yard. Okay. It's on the patio. Now, has Ken Booth adapted to the 21st century? Is this a particularly 2017 sounding Ken Booth? I would say the answer is no. And even though he's 70 years old, I think he still has that same soulful voice, you know, the kind of voice that will say you will reach your goal.
And yes, you will.
He's basically a lot of the tunes on here is revisited from his first album.
I noticed that. Having just read them before, I noticed some of those have been repeated.
Right, and some of this goes back even his first single, Arsabella, in 1968. He's redone again here. He's done Just Another Girl, which I always think of as being Runaway Girl when you, Roy, did it. Remember, we played that on From the Crate once. But I think the one that we'll go for is the one that Sarah wants us to play.
That's the way it works.
And this is Ken Booth, 2017.
Oh, shut up.
In the yard. And what is it, Sarah?
It's You Keep Me Hanging On.
Hip now.
Set me free, why don't you pay?
Ah!
Yeah.
That was it. Old half. Ooh. You old half. Get in there.
Set me free, why don't you, baby? Get out my life, why don't you, baby? You really don't want me. You just keep me hanging on. Set me free, why don't you, baby?
So this is that song, Troy.
It is. Now, when Ken first put this song out as a single, it was called Set Me Free. But, Sarah, you're right, it is You Keep Me Hanging On, and I don't know whose eyes he thought he was pulling wool over by calling it Set Me Free.
Maybe he's just 70 and forgot.
No, now he's called it You Keep Me Hanging On. It was when he was 18.
I was like, okay, yeah.
I think this is great.
Whippersnapper.
It's like Holland Dozier Holland being like, oi.
That's
my song.
Yeah, but are you going to be mean about Ken Booth, nice, even if you're Holland Dozier or Holland? It's like, there's nothing but positivity.
A thief is a thief, Troy.
Oh, come on, he just borrowed it.
Yeah.
What do you think of this, Mike? I mean, it's not the kind of reggae we usually like playing on From the Crate, but...
No, it's not the... As people have been delighting in the fact that you've been really... You've been turning me on a few things. You've been glamouring me on a bit of reggae here and there. This is not one of them.
It's not? You don't like this? What I'll tell you what I like about this. Is it's not the kind of mid-70s roots rock dread type thing.
It's not a far cry from far cry. So far, chucks and dub in there and boop, and then it's all off, and then you'll be caught in that again, you know?
Yeah, well, maybe. Well, I just think that...
It's not to say it's not great music. I appreciate great music. It's just, if you ask me, and I'm giving you my honest, full disclosure, honestly, best policy.
How do you find Ken's vocal on this?
Beautiful, smooth vocals. And a gutsy vocal too, not too dissimilar to those old soul singers.
That's right.
How old did you say he was? Because you can't hear it.
He's 70.
Yeah, shit.
You know, I think I'll record another album. I think I've still got it in me.
Yeah. The story is he turned up at the studio. So, right, where do we set up? Where's the studio? They were going, out there.
In the yard.
Okay. We'll do it out there. I really dig this. The companion piece, this compilation, the Soul of Jamaica one, as we pointed out, Cedric Mighton on here. This is a great one. And both of the Lloyd Parks ones are cool. This is really nice. I'm glad these are... French gentlemen have...
Friendlemans
have put together these.
So is this a situation where there will be full albums from the artists that are then cherry-picked for that sampler?
I think so. Cool. I think so. So we can expect quite a few more. It's on released for the world via the Chapter 2 label. But we can... We will have them at Southbound. In fact, we have these first two already.
Lovely.
And in fact, I've still got a copy of Everything I Own. On good. Orange vinyl up there. How's that?
Yeah.
Good.
Well, you've still got a copy of everything you own. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
You still own it now, I guess. I was just thinking, being silly. I was just being silly, Troy. You know what I mean? What a silly guy.
No, it's that pleurisy.
How's that going for you?
Poorly.
What should we listen to next?
Well, Troy, what do you got? Come on, Troy.
Now, this is not going to look too exciting straight off, but...
Jesus.
But I'll...
I think it's 9:45.
Hi, Dan. This here is entitled The Library Archive, Funk Jazz Beats and Soundtracks from the Vaults of Cavendish Music. Now, straight away you think, oh, that doesn't sound extremely exciting.
Looks very serious.
However, what this is, now, library music throughout the 20th century was professional musicians were paid to, like, go in and record, you know, a bunch of things. And then a publisher or Cavendish Music, in this case, would someone would be making a movie and they'd phone up Cavendish and they're going, there's a split in the movie where I'm running down the road and I fall over on my face. Can I have some sad music to accompany that? And they go, well, there's this, and, you know, all that kind of thing. Now, so you would definitely have heard stuff from this before in movies or on TV ads or whatever, but this stuff you've got in your hand, Mike, stop giggling.
Just reading this.
What does it say?
This record may be played with any suitable lightweight pickup having a stylus tip radius of 0.0005-0. 0.00007 inch.
And now you know.
What a
specificity.
So, great looking. That looks very official, apart from the bit where it says compiled by Mr. Thing.
That's right. So Mr. Thing and Chris Reed have compiled stuff from the vaults, and from the vaults it means none of the stuff on here was ever like licensed or used in anything. So what we've got is a bunch of things from such luminaries, if you know these names, Dennis Farnan, Trevor Duncan, John Scott, Tony Kinsey.
No, why does Trevor Duncan ring a bell?
I don't know, but I've never heard of any of these ones. And there's also some group names. Well, these are the composers. There's group names which you don't see on this part of the record, but you see them on the inside. We have stuff on here. Tell me what the very first track is called. What is it called?
Oh, you guys. It's called Southbound.
There you go.
Oh Jesus.
But you know, the other thing, Sarah, read out some of those things. It gives you a kind of vibe what we're looking at.
The track titles. Southbound, running through the tracks now. Snowmobile, Funk Rund, Milky Way, Star Voyage, Kaleidoscope.
My favourite one's track 2 on side 3.
The Scapegoat, Riff Raff, Come Cuban.
Track 2.
Pardon.
Pardon. That's my favourite.
Pardon. Lady Killers, The Night Driver, One Way Trip, Warm Version, One Way Trip, Cool Version.
What do you guys want to hear? Pardon? What do you want to hear?
Pardon?
Who's on first?
All of these ones that they've compiled are between 1971 and 1979. Now, we were listening to this in the office yesterday, and it was brought up that, oh my God, this reminds me of watching television as a child the 1970s.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that at all. The one we've chosen is one I particularly
hours
like.
Hours of it. Hours.
1973, John Kakavas composed this. It's called The Big Score, and the name of the conglomerate, Sarah?
We've just got The Big Score here.
The conglomerate
the
name,
new
though, Sarah,
sounds?
Please.
Is it The New Sounds?
The New Sounds or The Now Sounds? The something now like sounds. That, yeah.
Quite a conglomerate.
So what do you think so far?
What do you call a group of conglomerates?
A plethora.
It is good. This is great. We need this for the breakfast show. So no lyrics? No lyrics?
No lyrics. It's all library music.
I see an independent young woman just moving to the city.
I see lots of turning together.
And just coming to goings of, like, you know, just the hustle and the bustle. People coming in and out of her life, you know. Just the sunny days, rainy nights.
Can you hear?
Public transport, I'll see a bit of that.
That's hope.
No hope. Just standard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just new sounds.
Should maybe check another track on, see if there's any hope in there. That's good. No, there is a bit of hope in there.
It's a flute.
She's just arrived into the big city.
Right.
Hopeful flute.
Everyone said, don't go. What are you going to do? You're going to get lost there. She's like, no, shut up. Shut up, mum. Yep, still just arriving. Yep.
So there's some nice wah-wah guitar in the right channel.
Yep. That's what you moved to the city for. It's a Wawa place, like just down the road from me. I moved in with the guy from the Wawa shop.
It turned out he was Wawa and someone
else. Stop.
So the subtitle here, Funk Jazz Beats and the Soundtracks from the Vaults of Cavendish Music.
Easy to remember that one.
It's
Funk Jazz Beats and the Soundtrack from the Vaults of Cavendish Music.
The library.
Once again, Funk Jazz Beats and the Soundtracks from the Vaults of Cavendish Music. Sarah?
That's very, very cool.
No, you're supposed to say it as well.
Funk Jazz Beats and the Soundtracks from the Vaults of Cavendish Music.
You didn't even need to read it. You'd memorise it.
She's amazing,
already.
That's why.
I love this.
We practice that all night, eh?
Just getting the emails from Safa, memorising all the everything.
Troy, that's beautiful. Let's press on though, because time is chugging along.
Those horns, something very Love Boat about those horns.
Oh, there you go, 1970s.
Yeah. Proud horns. Yeah.
What was the name of that instrument that reminds me of the Bionic Woman? Was it a cornet or something in the Bionic Woman theme tune? I don't know.
Sorry.
Was it a cornet?
Pardon. cornet. No.
Cornette Coleman, the free jazz guy.
Oh, dear.
Okay, next, please. Let's go.
The next one is, in fact, your choice, Mike. You wanted, you thought this particular record was re-released again this year.
I didn't know it was a re-release. I thought it was new. But no, okay.
Well, it's a jazz band.
It just shows how behind the times the old.
2016, you might know.
Oh, so that's not that old, man.
No, not at all.
But it's almost 2 years ago.
About that, yeah, it hasn't been in for a long time. This is one that people always have been looking for in the shop. And I assume this is the same all over the world, that people come in and go, have you got that DJ Kicks by Moody Man?
Is any Moody Man thing? Moody Man. He takes pride in being that guy.
I think so. Moody, if your name was Ken, you'd probably like want to reinvent yourself as Moody Man.
Plus he runs Ken, his Moody Man persona runs a good bit of attitude. If you've ever heard his early, he's got some albums with a bit of filler, to be honest. But he's got some fantastic music as well.
Now, Moody Man came out when? About the mid-90s, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Mid-90s,
yeah.
from Detroit, Michigan.
That's right. Michigan. Had an interesting past.
And kind of like started from, his early stuff was a particularly good representation of Detroit techno. Would I be right or wrong?
More housey than techno, actually, but really purist, really right. Purist. And he's the one who oftentimes I'll drop the story about the quote from the guy who said, you know, you can tell a really good record when you pull it out of the sleeve and you can smell the year it came out.
That's right.
You know? Which I really believe that. I think it's astute observation. Like when you pull it, you just pull, even the Solid Gold Hits 3, pull that one out and smell the year, smell it. Smell that, yeah, smell that downstairs room, you know? You know what I'm talking about?
I know. So was that Moody Man that had said that?
Yeah.
Right. Now, is DJ Kicks, I love the series DJ Kicks because everyone brings to it a particular idea of what they think it is and how they're going to do it. Is it going to like represent one of their live in the club sets? Is it going to be something completely unexpected from them?
They get a free reign. They get a fairly good
free reign. What has Moody Man done on this, Mike? What do you like the way?
I haven't listened to the whole. I just saw it on your new releases and thought, oh, I'm going to give him a tickle up that one.
I've only
done a browse listen, so hopefully I've picked a representative track.
It was a What's in My Bag, and Mike went, oh yeah, grab that.
Yeah, Dopehead is on it. Lady Alma.
He's a big music fan.
Oh yeah.
So maybe you should show what I got to play.
We have, you picked the track from Jitwam, which is called Keep Your Business to Yourself.
That real plump pillow sort of sounding production, you know?
I know what you mean. So the samples he's got that are in this. Early 60s jazz is quite a big thing, I think, in the Moody Man record bag.
And I think he's quite particular about who he samples as well, so that, you know, so he's representing, you know, the fallen and maybe ignored black musicians.
I think you're right, yeah.
He doesn't mind just letting it play out too. That's the thing with Moody Man, so, yeah.
His name is Ken, isn't it? Or Kenny.
Yeah, Ken,
Don't remember.
Zero, no, she's really smart.
I'm pretty sure his name was Ken or Kenny.
She's in Clever Clogs.
Nah.
Does it, Ken. It is Ken.
It is?
Kenneth, I suppose.
Does he still hide his face when he's DJing, or has that been ruined by
Sia?
Lesser people? No, Sia's all right. I'm sure Sia's fine.
Just nervous.
I saw her once with a cardboard box over her head that was with drawn on
television.
Where were
you? What sort of club? What?
It wasn't a club. It was, no.
Oh.
She wasn't just performing. She was performing.
Good.
Yeah.
Because it might not have been her. Right. Look, there's Sia with a box on her head.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a great club.
She's drawn a TV on it. Lovely.
Just a girl with a box on her head.
Now, should we tell people
like
the reason?
Like a homemade Ronald McDonald. What?
Should we tell people the reason why, again, that we're not hearing the music?
No. That was the end of the track.
Oh, okay.
Would you like to run into the next one?
Let's run into the next one.
Okay. Running into the next one now.
Oh, yeah. This is good.
So in Moody Man's mix, he went from Jitwam into an edit of his own making of Talc.
Oh, I'd like to hear Unknown Tricks too down the bottom there. So if we hear a little tickle of that too.
You don't want to hear about the robot?
I think I heard Big Hungry playing a response to my robot track the other night, and I thought, yeah, wing. That's what a Detroit robot would sound like. That's what robots take over. City falls down.
Lovely.
Just think about USBs.
Yep.
That's cool, eh? So, you know, that's just all over the shop, you know, and. And I do like he's really defends his musical choices hard out. Well, that persona he does, you know.
Yeah. But he's got a bunch of really good records in his house.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, and it'd be alphabetical as.
Yeah, well, yeah. As everyone does.
Oh. Me and Jason Rock picking up polish your record spines. Jason has a very impressive record collection. Very alphabetical. Good on him. That's smooth. That's makeout music.
Yeah.
Am I mistaken?
Oh, nice.
Nice.
That Fender Rhodes.
Like, it's like the song took my lead. Yes. Great bass there. That's Christmas bass. Merry Christmas.
You reckon they'd be jingle bellsing out to the top of the hour?
Stocking over the fireplace.
You too can give the gift of Moody Man for Christmas.
That's right. Double LP on K7, part of the DJ Kick series.
Yeah, that's a good track. Boom. Bit of Morris Day and Time in there. Firebase. Awesome. Well, Troy, the shop's closed all Christmas. No fun, no friends.
It's only closed on the stat holidays and one after or
Thank
something.
Thank goodness, because you can't stop music from coming into the party. You know,
no, you
don't
cannot.
Want it. What would Christmas be without music and good times? You know,
it would just be nuts.
Roasting over an
cashew
open
nuts
fire.
And
yeah, reindeers.
Hey, thank you very much for coming in, Troy. Thanks for bringing on all those amazing records you brought in this year. Amazing records.
It's been some,
boomers.
Been
absolute
some nice
boomers.
Ones, isn't it?
It's been great. I look forward to more next year.
Really?
Which is only just over there next year. Merry Christmas to you, Troy.
Merry
and
Christmas
all
to
yours
you.
And deck the halls. Parappa pum pum.
Eat pies and Christmas cake.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm down with that. Whole cake.
Thanks for the mince tart, Southbound.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T. White Spikes.